Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be journeying through the Gospel of Luke as we go back to the basic. So oftentimes, we make Christianity into so many things that it's not. Let's focus in on the one thing that it is, the basic thing, a relational journey with Jesus.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast where we are getting back to Jesus, back to the basic, and we're journeying through the Gospel of Luke, and we're re-seeing Jesus and how amazing He is. Somebody asked me just the other day about the podcast. He said, hey, I've heard about the podcast. What is it? What's going on in the podcast? And I said, well, we're just friends that are friends of Jesus. And as friends, we're gathering together in the morning and we're beginning a conversation with Jesus in scripture, prayer, meditation, journaling. And then we're, as friends, just enjoying Jesus throughout the day. We're friends that are friends of Jesus. And I'm beginning to love that phrase because that's what it's about. It's not more than that. It's not less than that. It is that. That's the basic. Discovering or rediscovering that God genuinely, genuinely enjoys us. And by the way, that's the title of the podcast this morning, Really Enjoyed. And that is the question, does God enjoy you? Do you really believe that God enjoys you, that He likes to be with you, that He likes you? And notice I didn't say, does God love you? Because, of course, most of us would say, well, of course, God loves me. God is love. God has to love me. God loves me. There's no question. God loves me. Does He enjoy you? Does He genuinely, genuinely enjoy you uniquely and specifically and personally? Because if we think that God enjoys us, if we know that God enjoys us, if we've experienced that God enjoys us, that opens up a whole new world. We can actually enjoy ourselves. We know we're enjoyable. We are set free to enjoy other people. And then if somebody doesn't enjoy us, it's okay because we know that God enjoys us and we enjoy ourselves and we're becoming enjoyable. And I know we don't use this word often when it comes to God and us, but it's at the core of the gospel. Adam and Eve were walking and talking with God in the cool of the day, and God enjoyed them and they enjoyed God. And to our point, they knew how much God was looking forward to walking and talking with them in the cool of the day. So on that note, as we're thinking about that and maybe asking that question, does God really enjoy me? We have this great story in Luke chapter 18. Jesus is on His way to Jerusalem. He's almost there. He stopped for a moment. He's teaching as He always did when He sat down to take a rest. And in Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 15, people were bringing babies or children to Jesus for Him to place His hands on them. But when the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. They probably rebuked the parents that were bringing the kids. Or they rebuked the kids. But Jesus called the children to Him and said, "Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, whoever will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." What an extraordinary story. And I want to take a couple minutes this morning just to meditate on this story. We know it so well, and sometimes familiarity has bred unfamiliarity, and we just read over stories like this way too quickly. But it's so powerful, it's so personal, and it has enjoyment. Jesus enjoying these kids right at the core of the story. Now, the first thing that hits me is that Jesus has set His face like flint toward Jerusalem. He is on His way. He has a mission. There's a passion. There's something He has to accomplish. There's an exodus, that a departure that He must be about in Jerusalem. And yet, He stops. He pauses. He makes room and He makes space for these babies, for these kids, for these families. Maybe you can picture Him putting these kids on His knee or playing some sort of game with them, or just, keyword, enjoying them. And He does something that I think is fairly unheard of in the first century. He actually gives these little ones the ultimate compliment, the ultimate affirmation. He says to all the adults and all the parents gather around, he says, hey, unless you become like one of these little ones with their trust and their love and their understanding that God enjoys them, unless you become like one of these, you will not experience the kingdom of God. He's lifting these kids up and he's saying their faith and their trust and their childlike realization that God enjoys them, that Jesus enjoys them, is greasing the wheels for them to experience the reality of God's kingdom, which Jesus is bringing to bear. And not only is Jesus saying these kids are important, and of course the disciples miss that. I mean, maybe some of these kids were the disciples' kids that the disciples were shooing away. Maybe they were upset at the parents for bringing the kids to Jesus. Maybe they were upset at the kids for kind of rushing into this teaching moment. But it's not just that Jesus is saying these kids are important. It's more than that. He's not simply saying, make sure you communicate value to children. I think what we see Jesus doing here is stopping, pausing, because he wants to, because he enjoys being with these kids. He genuinely does. He enjoys them uniquely. And this is such an incredible affirmation, not only about who God is, but think of all of our relationships. Think of parenting in particular. This says so much about how God feels about his kids, because here's the exegetical, which simply means how to read scripture appropriately. Here's the key exegetical move in the Gospels. If we want to know how God feels about something or someone, we look at Jesus. We don't start with this concept of God that's already formed and hardened and then go to Jesus and say, well, gosh, that's not how I see God. You know, so much the worse for Jesus. No. The Gospels are saying, hold the God category as a fluid category and let Jesus fill it with content. If we want to know how God feels about kids, the question is, how does Jesus feel about kids? If you want to know how God feels about children, how does Jesus feel about children? And not only do I think this is one of the keys to Christianity, God enjoys his kids, which is you and me. He genuinely enjoys us, which of course means we can enjoy ourselves. We can be set free to enjoy others. And if someone doesn't enjoy us, well, it's okay because God does. But not only that, this is the key to parenting. Enjoying our children and them knowing that we enjoy them. Disciplining and formation and teaching of responsibility and providing for our kids, those are all key things and they're all important. But if those things are not done within the context of genuinely enjoying moment by moment, day by day, making room, pausing when they enter the room, and just getting so excited about their interruption, if we don't enjoy our kids, we are not reflecting to them what it is that God is seeking to show us again and again and again, that he genuinely enjoys us. And honestly, I think that we parents, and we make all kinds of mistakes, and we screw up in all kinds of different ways, but I think a parent can weather almost anything if their children know, mom, dad genuinely enjoys me, loves being around me, face lights up when I walk into the room. And the reason why I think that's the key to parenting and the key to the heart of a child is because that is how God feels about us. That's how Jesus felt about children in this passage, and that is how God feels about you and feels about me. When I walk into the room, God's eyes and his heart lights up. He gets so excited. And so what this passage does is it commissions us to be a people that when our kids walk into the room, we make room for them. Our eyes light up, our hearts light up. We get so excited, but it goes into every area area of life. I think the key to friendship is enjoying our friend. I think the key to marriage is enjoying our spouse and our spouse knowing that we genuinely enjoy them. And I think a marriage can weather anything if both spouses know that they enjoy the other. Enjoyment, really enjoyed, and the fountain, the source, the foundation, the seedbed, whatever analogy you want to use, of enjoyment is God. He is the inexhaustible resource of enjoying us. And as that is poured into our lives, we're able to really enjoy ourselves and others. So let's enjoy Jesus this morning. Let's enjoy Jesus enjoying us this morning, and let's continue throughout the day to enjoy Jesus enjoying us. And we will talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.